Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG-13. A warning to please take care of yourself. This episode contains violence, explosive terrorism, corporate greed, and death in an elevator. Please read the show notes for more information.
Taken advantage of the recent chaos to upgrade everything. Okay.
With the world returning to stability again, we know that many people are looking for better options. You've made the right choice. You're almost there. Welcome to the most secure vault in the world, Atamananki.
If you'll step over here, Barrister Gedeon, we'll begin your eye registration.
Sorry. How many more of these checkpoints? Have we reached the final circle of hell?
Hell has less security. Just the last barrier before the vault. Are you wearing contact lenses?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Can't remove them. They're for retinopathy scarring.
I'm sorry.
I'm surprised you held out this long. Most people ask sooner. A case I was trying turned ugly. The defendant attempted to cow us during a partners' meeting, and, well, sitting at the head of the table saved my life. Mm-hmm. But there was some lasting damage. We made some powerful enemies. Why else would I come to the most secure vault in the world?
Well, you're in the right place. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what to do here. I'm just waiting for direction.
Did the iris scan not work?
It did, but we used double verification for your file. The contacts are warping the retinal lasers.
Can you use the record warped by my prescription? It'd be another layer of protection and make me your most secure customer. More publicity.
Ha! That is an interesting... All right. You will need to wear them every time.
They go where I go. No need to worry.
Well, once more with feeling. Sorry about that. I appreciate your patience and understanding.
Can't this elevator go any faster?
Another precaution.
Why? I can hear the connections. This is an electromagnetic lift. Same maglev technology used in trains?
Good ear. The only elevator to the vault moves slowly. If there were any issues, well...
We'd be in a holding cell.
Oh, no. The elevator opens to a small office outside the vault door. It has the holding cell. The slow rise means we have time to send a second check of your credentials. The tower has never been breached, and our vault has never been compromised. We've had attempts, but no one has managed to escape.
I noticed each step trapped us further behind your security.
It's boringly bureaucratic, but I do hope our customer service makes up for it. That panel hides a mini-fridge. Could I... get you a beverage while we wait?
I'm fine. No, thank you.
Are you sure? It's going to be a while. Well, then would you mind if I...
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, it's just been very...
Don't worry about it. I thought it was safer to keep the vault in the basement. Why the 37th floor?
The official line is that with 75 stories, it's harder to tunnel 400 feet in the air. Unofficially, it's publicity.
What if you're a floor above or below the vault? Or coming from the outside?
I'd want to know how they managed to break concrete without any seismic activity.
Maybe something more powerful? Rocket-propelled grenade, perhaps?
Wouldn't work. The outer walls are reinforced to withstand an impact from 40mm rounds. It was, tested recently.
Wow. You really do think of everything. Explosives in the floor below,
Bad idea if you're on that floor. It'd bring the building down upon you. The 36th floor has no walls in its interior. It catches intruders hiding behind the support beams.
For a guard, you're very open about your security measures.
Company policy is to reassure our clients and remind them that they are bound by a strict non-disclosure agreement. Besides, we guarantee your next visit will be completely different, depending on what changes we've made.
Nothing more reassuring than the threat of legal action.
I have to say, it's nice to be starting an individual account.
Really? Is that special?
The majority of our clients are large corporations and some smaller governments. You're a nice change of pace for me, and, well, upstairs wants to know why, just for a survey.
At least I'm not boring. Let's just say I know people who use your services, and what they've kept hidden in there.
I should remind you that anything you see in the vault is also confidential. No details, but amongst the servers and documents we protect, there are a fair number of risque portraits.
Really? Anything memorable?
There was a trend. What better show of dominance for your office than a manly display of you posing like a Burt Reynolds centerfold? Paid for with company funds, of course.
Ah, now they're company property.
Indeed. Not much longer. It's just about 20 seconds to... And today was a good day.
Is something the matter?
And there goes the power. I'm afraid the building is in lockdown. We caught another domestic terrorist in the lobby. Probably another techno-anarchist with a grudge.
That's terrifying. Will we be safe here?
We already have them in custody. We're completing a sweep of the lower levels and then we'll reopen.
Impressive efficiency. How long, would you say, until we begin moving?
That might be some time. Are you sure about not wanting something to drink?
Do you have anything cherry flavored?
Yeah, I think so. Let me take a look. Huh? Okay. Here we go. All the way in the back. Oh, did your watch come loose?
The clasp comes undone if I flex too much.
Allow me. Oh dear. This is a fake.
Fake? I shouldn't be surprised. And yet...
The logo on the clock faces to the left. It's similar materials. I'm guessing the factory sold the defective units at a discount.
I'll have a word with my stylist.
Oh, no, it's probably not their fault. Just too many people trying to trick others for their money.
Considering most of your clients are corporations, I'm sure you're well aware.
Slightly. Though... My experience is more with security than fraud.
Two sides of the same coin, aren't they? Fraud preys on those weak enough to be fooled, and burglars exploit weaknesses in security.
I doubt they're going to be making any high-stakes movies about running exiled prince scams. Can't believe anyone falls for the misspellings.
That's part of the trick. See, if you're smart enough to notice that, you're smart enough to not fall for it.
Oh, that makes sense. Easy targets.
Yep. That's why no one is famous for performing it. Fool an easy target, and everyone blames the victim. Trick an expert, and everyone wants to know how you did it. You need to go big to make an impression.
Welcome to Tower. Vault elevator is in motion. Tower, hello? We're not supposed to be moving. Why are you so calm?
Shouldn't I be? My distraction worked. The elevator is moving, and your comms are down.
Wait, are you? If you're... Who do we have in custody?
Call it... A singing telegram.
Hands where I can see them.
Must we? All right. Not making any movements. Can I put my drink down, though?
How did you take control of the elevator?
I inserted a data stick in the console.
But we went through where? The watch.
Not only fake, but lead-plated too. And you almost caught both.
You're not even Tracy Gedeon, are you? That's why you insisted on wearing contacts. Iris modification.
No, I am me. The scarring ended my legal career. I needed to come in person in order to do this.
Why? What are you after?
Have you seen the world outside? 500 trillion raised by your clients exploiting others. I will destroy everything they hold dear, the same way they caused retinopathy damage to me. Explosively.
Don't you dare move.
We need to get out of this elevator. You said there was a holding cell.
You are not going anywhere near that vault. We're going back down.
I reprogrammed the controls to stay here for only 1 minute.
1 minute? Then what happens?
I'm using the roof to escape.
The elevator doesn't go that high.
You turn this building into a fortress, but the shaft goes to the roof. There's less protection over us here than above the vault. I reprogrammed the elevator to drop this car down before using the maglev system as a railgun. We need to get out of here before the controller goes full Charlie in the Chocolate Factory with us inside it.
Fine. With me, slowly.
Thank you. I am sorry. The plan was to execute the program when we walked out below.
You act like you're justified doing this, but innocent people get hurt.
Your clients call that an operating cost. Oh, that's right, I forgot.
What? Do you want me to shoot you?
I set the controller to 30 seconds. Shit. That was close. And that violence, Elkan, makes this a robbery, not a burglary. Well, if I were taking anything. I guess this would be forcible and unlawful entry, not to mention arson and destruction of property. Not that anyone cares what the law actually says anymore. Package and ride, just in time. Gilgamesh, this is Enkidu, ready for extraction.
Gilgamesh here. We have 3 minutes until interception by fighter jets. We'll drop you off before crashing your gateway. Ishtar is your next ride. Any issues, Enkidu?
Security was in the elevator. We'll have to forge the life insurance for our little Elkan.
Noted. Commencing liftoff. Stand by for detonation.
Most Secure Vault was written by Colin J. Kelly and directed by Evan Tess Murray. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing, sound design, and mastering by Tal Minear. Music by Ali Hilton. Executive produced by Colin J. Kelly and Tal Minear. Starring Ben Meredith as Elkan and Chijoke Williams as Gideon, with Sarah Ray Warner as the elevator, Travis Van Groff as Gilgamesh, and Tal Minear as the voice from the headset. This episode is brought to you by Anna Karen Loves Paper. Enter code SDITEPOD at checkout for 11% off, and an exclusive Someone Dies in This Elevator pencil to help you craft your message. Get mushy, get cheesy, it's okay. Tell someone you love them with a card while you still can.
The pros and cons. A list. Weigh them in a list. Pro. You will be able to finally seek justice for what has been done to you, what has been made of you.
Mr. Alden, would you be interested in helping take down the people who made you live like this? Hiding your name, running away from things, having to do some petty crime just to pay your bills?
Con. Unless this is all a trap set up by your father and Riley, and you are finally ensnared and they kill you.
Magic, it's not a crime, Liam. There are people who want to have us forget that.
Con. You know who you are.
Not everyone who needs help wants help.
People don't just help without benefiting themselves in some way.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Fuck.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine. erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.